It's the Kim Munson Show, analyzing the most important stories.
An early childhood taxing district, what on earth is that?
The latest in politics and world affairs.
I don't think that we should be passing legislation that is so complicated that people kind of throw up their hands and say, oh, I can't understand it.
Today's current opinions and ideas.
It is not fair that just because you're a big business that you get a break on this and the little guy doesn't.
Is it freedom or is it force? Let's have a conversation.
Indeed, let's have a conversation, and welcome to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson. Thank you so much for joining us. You're each treasured, valued, you have purpose. Today, strive for excellence, take care of your heart, your soul, your mind, and your body. And so appreciate you joining us. I get to work with an amazing team. That is producer Steve, Zach, Patty, Keith, Charlie, all the people here at Crawford Broadcasting. One of your favorite days, producer Steve.
No arguments here, Yeah, let's just go with it and enjoy the moment.
Seize the day. Be sure and check out my website. That is Kim Munson, MONSON.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter there. You'll get first look at all of our upcoming guests, as well as our most recent op-eds and podcasts. And I am frantically working on the Voter's Guide, producer Steve, and we will be rolling that out in this week's newsletter, so be sure and be signed up for that. There are three ballot questions on the statewide ballot, and I will be doing analysis on that, giving our recommendation. Hopefully this will be a good tool for you as you complete your ballot. Really, the litmus test that I have is, how does this match up with the vision of the Declaration that all men are created equal with these rights from God of life, liberty, pursuit of happiness? How does it match up to the Constitution? Is it the proper role of government? What is best for the people? And that's really the criteria that I use. How's that?
I respect everything you just said, and I'll simplify by just saying, when is enough enough?
True that. And then also, I am going to have school board candidates on there as well. I typically have not had candidates on our voter's guide, but we are seeing these school board races are so important. And producer Steve, we've had so many great school board candidates on the show, and I think I'm going to include them as well to try to help people discern what that is.
Hopefully that will be a counterbalance to what's going on with the Department of Justice, weaponizing the FBI, people who come to school board meetings and who might have a different opinion. And hopefully this is a great counterbalance.
I was talking to a parent just recently. This whole COVID-19 Wuhan China virus reaction disruption has really been, I think, in many ways, a blessing. There are parents that were going by their kids' rooms as they were watching their online classes during this whole thing, and they're like, wait a minute, you bring your computer in here. What's going on? And now parents are realizing their kids have been falling behind. And also, we've talked a lot about curriculum on this LEAP initiative, proposition now, that is on the ballot. It's quote-unquote that new marijuana tax for the children. And they talk about our kids falling behind. Well, you know what? If we were focusing the school day on reading, writing, arithmetic, science, history, those important things, instead of focusing over here on CRT and sexualizing our children through sex ed curriculums, we would not have our kids falling behind, Steve.
Well, did I? It's Friday. I can get away with this. Are you saying we're being propositioned? Did I hear you right?
No. Well, you know what? Maybe we are. Maybe we are. And you can email me at kim@kimmunson.com. And I really, I so appreciate all of you who support us. And Steve, I'll mention one other thing. America's Veteran Stories, this Sunday, 3 and 10 p.m., we're featuring Army veteran John Laurie. Fascinating story. He served in between the Korean War and the Vietnam War. And again, just great perspective. So I'd recommend that you check that out.
You know, the day we recorded, John, you had a rundown to get some more paperwork. So I was, entertaining him. That's not the right word. I was just chatting with him on the phone and saying, John, I don't understand. You spent a lot of time in Germany, and I was in Germany for 2 years, so we chatted on that regard. He said, well, I was in the Air Force. He was Army. He said, oh, yeah, the Air Force has a big presence there. And he said, but you know what? Who else has a presence there? It's the Navy.
In Germany?
Said, the Navy in Germany? He said, yeah. The U.S. In the 50s, the U.S. Navy was patrolling the Rhine River.
Huh. Probably right after the occupation.
Yeah.
Ha-ha. Isn't it amazing what we can learn? So, Steve, what a special day we have here. We have in studio my new friend, Clancy Jones. It's so great to have you here.
So great to be here, Kim.
And my friend, Reggie Carr.
Yep.
And today, you two are going to debut your new radio show. 9 o'clock today, Reggie.
Yes.
I'm a Uniter, so great to have you here.
We ready for this.
We are ready for this. And give us a little, we'll talk about, let's focus on that in the third and fourth segment. But it's just great to have you here. And again, my friends, 9 o'clock this morning is the debut. You do not want to miss it. Okay. We look at the issues that are facing our country through this lens of freedom versus force, force versus freedom. And if something is a good idea, you shouldn't have to force people to do it. You should be able to engage in the battle of ideas. And it's never compassionate to take other people's rights, their property, their freedom, or their livelihood via force, whether with a weapon, policy, unpredictable and excessive taxation, fear, coercion, or that latest silent thief, and that is government-induced inflation. Socialism is not about free stuff. Free stuff is just the carrot to get you to vote for socialism. Socialism ultimately comes down to force. And that's why what Reggie and Clancy are doing. Reggie, you've founded this new project. It's I'm a Uniter. And that's I'm a Uniter US is the web.
I'm a Uniter.us.
.us is the website. And you've really looked at a lot of these things and thought about, we need to unite our country.
Correct.
And so that's what this project is all about, Reg.
Well, Kim, put it like this. It's been a long time coming. Thank you for all your work. And Clancy, thank you. We're going to let the world know, the country know, the state know, your neighborhood know what's going on. And it is. It's about bringing everybody together. And that's very, very important. I know you work hard every day. I talk to you every day. And I see what you do. You're a patriot. And you know what I do. So it's a good team.
Well, and Clancy, so I thought in honor of you and your new show here, I was looking for Uniter quotes, and of course, there's the Abraham Lincoln quote, and it's actually biblical. And let's see, where did I put it here? Here we go. Abraham Lincoln is called the House Divided speech, and in it he says, a house divided against itself cannot stand. But it is also biblical. Christ said this in Mark chapter 3, verses 24 and 25. If a kingdom is divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. And if a house is divided against itself, that house will not be able to stand. And so we need to really come together. And Clancy, I really feel that there is this big, broad middle. There's those on the far left. Those are on the far right. But don't you feel that people, there's this big, broad middle, that they don't want to be divided. They want to come and unite our country, correct?
Oh, absolutely. I feel we have so much more in common than we don't. And people, they want to unite. People have, you know, the same goals and interests. Everybody wants the best for their children. They want to be able to retire and live comfortably and be in a safe neighborhood. So we have so much more that brings us together than divides us.
Amen to that.
And that is, I think that's really going to be a focus of your show.
Yes, that's it.
And Steve, are you saying that it looks like you want to say something there?
No, I was just taking it all in. But
Go ahead, Steve, you the man. Go ahead, man.
Okay, this is radio. This is the theater of the mind. I got a comment. This guy, Reggie, he's sitting here like the cat who ate the canary. He knows how good this is going to be at 9 o'clock today.
Yeah, buddy.
And I will
can't
be. I think I'll be long gone from the studio, but I will be listening.
Yeah, please, because I will be putting your name out there for real.
Oh, jeez. It's like my picture in the post office.
Let's talk a little bit about some of the different headlines out there. But I think what we'll do, before we do that, though, I think we'll go to break a little bit early so that then we can focus on that. But I have a lot of great sponsors, and one of those is Hooters Restaurants. They have five locations, and that is Westminster, Loveland, Aurora, Lone Tree, and Colorado Springs. And they have all kinds of specials. You can find those if you go to my website and click on my sponsors tab. You'll see all the sponsors there. Highly recommend each and every one of them. But Steve, they have burger specials all day, every day. for $10. And so they are holding the line on inflation there, and they have a mushroom Swiss burger, bacon blue burger, Southwest burger, Western burger, mac and cheese burger, Cali burger, and kids eat free on Saturdays with the purchase of an adult entree. So that sounds pretty good, Steve.
Ooh.
Can I make an editorial comment? I wonder, you know, let's just say the NFL was still the good old NFL of days gone by and wasn't so darn politicized. And I think that, you know, people would come to Hooters to watch the game because they have their big screen TVs. I wonder if that wasn't somewhere people kind of stepping back and saying, you know, I don't really have that much to say about the NFL anymore. But hopefully not. Hopefully Hooters is still doing a brisk business on NFL Sundays and Mondays, Thursdays, whatever.
I think they are. Reggie, what do you think?
Let me speak on that for you, buddy. I was just at Hooters, and yes, it's on and popping.
Okay.
You know, all the screens are up, the games are up, you know, everybody's having a great time watching these Broncos, you know, do their thing. And yes, the food is great too. And I think you should do this. Go down there on a Saturday. Like, College Day is popping too.
Ah.
Not just the NFL, so it's starting to get back. But I love Hooters.
Well, and talk to me just a little bit, Reggie, before we go to break, about NFL. You know, it's been so politicized. What's your thoughts on that?
The NFL is disappointing to me. I look at the NFL as like being, you know, warriors that take the field and you salute the flag and you're proud of your country, and then you go to battle, and after the battle's over, you shake hands and you do it again. All the kneeling for the flag, against the flag, and all that political jive, I'm not with that. So that part is disappointing.
Mm-hmm. But you still love football.
I love football, but I'm not gonna give it to you straight, Kim. It ain't the same. It's not the same. The whole experience is what I need. I need everything. I just don't need, you know,
just the feel stuff.
Yeah, I want my game to be, you know, well-rounded and exciting.
Okay. Well, there you have it. So let's go to break. This is Kim Munson. I've got in studio with me Clancy Jones and Reggie Carr. They are going to debut their I'm a Uniter program this morning. It's 9 to 10 on Friday mornings, and really excited about it, and just excited that you're here so that we can really kick it off. So let's go to break. We'll be right back.
Would you have ever dreamed that freedom of speech, freedom of thought, freedom of assembly, and freedom of religion would be under assault and attack in America? Unbelievably, it is happening right before our eyes. That is why it is important to keep free-thinking, independent voices on the airwaves, the internet, and social media. Kim Munson is one of those important voices. Help her keep independence alive. Go to KimMunson.com to contribute, to join Kim in the battle of ideas raging in America today. That's Kim Munson, MONSON.com.
Welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson. Be sure and check out our website. That is Kim Munson, MONSON.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter there, and you can email me at Kim@KimMunson.com as well. In studio with me is Reggie Carr and Clancy Jones, the stars of the new radio show that will be debuting here at 9 o'clock on KLZ 560 and KLZ 100.7 FM. It's I'm a Uniter, and great to have you guys here. Reg and Clancy, I wanted to go to one of these headlines. It's like, there's no surprise on this. This is from the Free Beacon. And it says, Afghan gun shops are selling U.S. weapons seized by the Taliban. Oh my gosh, it says U.S. weapons and military equipment left behind during the United States withdrawal from Afghanistan are now being sold by gun dealers in the country. The New York Times interviewed weapons dealers in Afghanistan's Kandahar province who said Afghans have been selling an array of U.S. military gear that the Taliban seized from Afghan national troops when they took over the country in August. U.S.-made equipment sold on the black market includes pistols, rifles, grenades, binoculars, and night vision goggles, according to the report. Gun merchants told the Times the Taliban has been selling off weapons since the end of the insurgency and that Pakistan is a source of demand for the captured U.S. arms. American-made weapons are in great demand as they work very well and people know how to use them, one merchant said. The Taliban denied that its fighters have been selling captured guns, telling the Times that U.S. weapons are all listed, verified, and are all saved and secure. Billions of dollars in U.S. weaponry were reportedly seized during this summer's withdrawal, and the Taliban captured advanced equipment, including drones, Humvees, and helicopters. Reggie, you want to weigh in on this?
Well, I'm sure they have licenses, Kim. I think we're just overreacting. I'm sure the terrorist group has licenses and, you know, doing everything the right way. I mean, why do we leave the weapons there? That's I can't get past that.
Do you think they're doing background checks on these guys?
Yeah, they're doing background checks. You know, the truth of the matter is terrorism is about to hit an all-time high. That's what's getting ready to happen. Everybody's purchasing our weapons, and they're selling them to anybody that wants to throw a grenade. They're getting one, so...
That is concerning. Clancy, you're in law enforcement. So what do you think about this?
You know, I don't think it's anything new, Kim. I think this has been happening for years. And so the fact that, you know, they're getting these guns and using them to arm themselves has been happening for a long time.
Seems like they got just a little extra help with this withdrawal from Afghanistan.
Absolutely.
How many, Kim? What, billions? Billions of dollars?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it has been happening, you know, for a long time. But this right here, with this move right here, was unprecedented.
It really has been unprecedented. Let's go to the next headline there. And Reg, you and I have talked a lot about this, that we're so concerned, and I know you're so concerned about. I mean, you have a big heart. You care about people. but what is happening down at the border with bringing all these people in? And promising them free stuff, cash, in fact, when we have people that are homeless here, we have veterans that need help. I know that this has been something that you've really been concerned about.
Kim, every day, including last night, I go to like 7-Elevens and different stores where the homeless hang out. They all know me. They can tell you. They have seen me drive. They know me. And it's disheartening to know that we're bringing all these other people in here, but we're not taking care of the Americans that need help that are here right now first. So, I have a big issue with that. So, I don't know what we're going to do about that, but it seems like common sense that we got to take care of home first. And before we let, you know, like, I'll say this, Trump did say this. He said, everybody's welcome just legally. And I stand by that. But it's disheartening to see so many people struggling that are Americans right now, and they have no help.
And this next headline, from the Free Beacon, that the Biden administration is considering sending migrants to Vermont. And this has been, in a way, I just feel like this is it's an invasion of our country, but it's being sponsored by the government. Clancy, do you have any thoughts on that?
You know, I'm torn, Kim, on both sides, because you see somebody who is in need of help, somebody who hasn't, you know, they don't have a home, they don't have anything to go to. But on the other hand, you have people here in our own communities on the street who are homeless and who are in need of help and who are in need of jobs. And I just feel some of our resources are diverted in the name of politics.
Yep, I agree.
Well, and when we go back to the quote of a house divided against itself cannot stand, if we don't take care of our house first, then we won't be available to take care of any other house as well. So I think, and it's gotten so politicized, Reg.
Okay, well, look at the bigger picture. Everybody's trying to get to America, obviously. Why don't we go and make these other countries like America so people can stay in their own countries, on their own land, on their own ground, and just enjoy the fruits of their labor like us? Why can't we look at it from that perspective instead of bringing everybody here, overcrowding, having all this chaos? Let's just fix where they are.
Well, and it really would be up to their governments to do that. But the American idea is so unique throughout history. America was the only country that was ever founded on this idea. Now, we weren't perfect, but the idea was pretty perfect, that all men are created equal with rights of life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. That's a great thing to aspire to. And it seems like that is a good idea to export, but we can't force that on any other countries, right?
Absolutely. I think at some point they need to stand up.
Yeah,
and
definitely.
Take accountability. And my perspective is that sometimes the U.S. needs to back out. They don't need to be involved in everything. I think there's a lot of policies and there's a lot of politics that go into it when it comes to what we're involved in. And it's not necessarily for the greater good of the American people.
And I think that one of the things that unite all of us, because, well, Reggie, are you kind of a new Republican? Or
kind of. I'm brand new. Like, this was the first time I ever voted. And of course, we all know that story, which we'll get into on the show. But, yeah, I'm Republican, but I'm a people person. You know that, Kim. Mm-hmm. People, I love people. They love me. And that's just how it is. And her perspective is interesting. But I'm kind of torn. You say that the government should kind of like step out of some things. Well, if we step out of it, then I want to step all the way out of it. I don't want to be, don't handle it over there and just let everybody come over here and come across the board. If we step out of it, we got to have borders. We got to have all of that stuff set up for us so we protect our own people. But I agree that we're everywhere you turn around, America is always in something. They're always here. They're doing this. They're doing that. But people die. I mean, I know people from overseas, like, and a lot of them tell me they don't even want to be in America, but their country is so bad that they'll do anything they can to get here. I mean, just recently, they were hanging on to airplanes in Afghanistan. Like, come on, like, are you serious?
I know.
You're dropping from the sky. You want to get to America so bad. We got to do something different to make this a better place.
Well, and I don't see lines of people trying to get into Russia or North Korea.
I don't see it.
Or Cuba or Venezuela. But if we don't secure our borders, and Clancy, as you mentioned, we need to, I do agree. I think that we need to step back. And I felt that Trump was doing that. And in fact, I had Josh Phillip on with the Epoch Times on Monday. And I've been so concerned about the risk of China and our electric grid and just what all that could be. And Josh brought something up that I thought was very interesting. And he said that Trump actually was stepping back and I wouldn't say force, but encouraging other countries to arm themselves, to take care of themselves. So, for example, India. India is right next to China. And so India is stepping forward with maybe not depending on the U.S. so much. Japan, not depending on the U.S. so much. Australia, not depending on the U.S. so much. And he felt, at least that's what I heard, something positive about that. And so I've mulled that over all week, and I've thought, that I think that is somewhat hopeful. I hadn't really thought about that. So I thought that was an interesting perspective on that. But if we continue to flood these people here and all this free stuff, that the big migration back in late 1800s, early 1900s, people came here, but they had to have a sponsor, and they were not given a bunch of free stuff by the government. And I know a story of the sponsor said, okay, you've got 2 months of rent, you've got 2 months of food, and then you're on your own. And that's how it was. People had to make it happen. And Reggie, wow. You look like you're...
I'm glad I'm born in this era. You know, America wasn't born great, but she was made great. That's a fact.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think anybody that can dispute how great this country is, because everybody does anything and everything they can to get here. So that says it all for me.
But I also think it's important that people assimilate, that they understand what America is all about, instead of just taking their community and just putting it over here. That's how we got some of these very radical congressmen, women primarily, is because of I think people have not really assimilated with the American idea. Clancy, you want to weigh in on that at all? Or?
Well, I think, what is the American idea, right? What is the ideal? So I think a lot of Americans are here to better themselves, to better their families, mm-hmm. and to gain wealth.
Mm-hmm.
Part of that, through that process, I think people have lost their religion. I feel like they have lost who they are and their morals and values. And I don't necessarily think that people coming here need to lose that about themselves, as far as staying true to your beliefs, being kind, showing grace, being merciful. Those are qualities that have gone by the wayside with, you know, homegrown Americans and other people that are coming here. And so I think to get back to some of those values is only going to help build America and bring us together as far as to, you know, pulling everybody apart.
How do we do it, though?
It's so interesting that you would mention that, Clancy. So Wilberforce, who was a British politician, and there were two things that were really his life's work, and one of those was to get rid of the British slave trade. And it took 20 years for him to do that, but he worked to make that happen. But the other thing that was on his heart was to bring back good manners to British society. And there is just something that, about a please, a thank you. If somebody holds the door open, to say thank you. There's just those little things of kindness, a smile. And I think you're spot on this, Clancy.
Yeah, Reggie and I talk about it all the time. You know, we're the human race. We're one race. Mm-hmm. You know, but being able to show kindness to somebody who may not look like you, who may not necessarily believe like you, is huge, and doesn't happen anymore. You know, and people really take for granted kindness and just love, and being able to look past your political platform, your beliefs, and just hand somebody, you know, give a smile, give somebody a cup of coffee, just because.
Yeah. That's beautiful. I want that that world right there. I mean, that's what I'm about right there. Exactly. Perfectly said.
Okay. Well, let's go to break, because the next two segments, we're going to focus on what you two are going to be doing here, because this is really special, and this is really, I think, what the country needs, and that is to come to unite us. Before we do that, though, I have a great new partner, and that is Kirsch Insurance Group, and they are specialists in the Medicare arena. And there is, I always think this is goofy that the government says that there's just certain windows where you can do stuff, but apparently the window, I think, let's see, I'm supposed to have it exactly, let's see if I have it here, is October 15th through December 7th of this year. Is when you can go in. It's the open enrollment period for Medicare, and you can make any changes. And the great thing about Kirsch Insurance Group is they work with most all of the different carriers here in Colorado, and so they can tailor the plan that is best for you. Every individual is different. They have different needs. They have different budgets. So check out, it's iKirsch, KIRSCH.com, iKirsch.com, and Marlon and Danielle, Naomi, the whole team over there can help you out. We're going to go to break. When we come back, in studio with me is Clancy Jones, Reggie Carr. Today they're going to debut their new show, I'm a Uniter. We're going to talk about that. Stay tuned.
Home ownership and private property rights help you build wealth for you and your family. RE/MAX Alliance award-winning realtor Karen Levine understands this. Supply is super tight right now. This is why you need a seasoned professional with excellent negotiating skills on your side of the table, whether buying or selling an existing home or buying a new build. As a member of the National Association of Realtors Board of Directors, Karen Levine volunteers hours of her time to help you build your American dream. Call her today at 303-877-7516. Again, that's 303-877-7516.
You'd like to get in touch with one of Kim Munson's sponsors, but you can't recall their phone number. Find a full list of advertising partners on Kim's website, kimmunson.com. That's Kim, MONSON.com.
What about that bumper music, Reggie Carr?
It sounds very familiar. I like it. I believe that's a bipartisan collaboration of the Dance Music Groove project we're doing.
Okay, so this is pretty amazing. And you and I were talking the other day. You said, Kim, how long have we been friends? And it's like, well, gosh. Has it been a couple of years, probably?
Yeah, easy. I was thinking maybe even longer. I don't know. All my days tie into one.
I know. You know, it's one big life, you know.
Yeah, for me, so.
So you have quite a history, and you've been in the black entertainment business. Mm-hmm. But it's also on your heart, our America, and you care deeply about people. And so you have started this new project, I'm a Uniter. Tell us about that.
Okay, so basically... I believe when I came up with it, is when everybody started being so violent towards each other, right? And it doesn't matter what political affiliation that you're with. I just, like Clancy said, you know, just be kind. You know, we can disagree, disagree to disagree, but all that stuff is crazy. So I just thought that the world needed an outlet to, or an excuse to come together and to solve this craziness. And I thought, well, maybe we can do it through music, because music doesn't have a face or a color. So long story short, which we're going to go in depth in that on our show, met Clancy, and we really see eye to eye on a lot of things, and we said, okay, let's put this together. And we put it together, and the rest is history.
So Clancy, you and Reggie, tell us about how the two of you met. Or do you want to
don't
do
it? Don't sigh, Reggie. That's a great story. So we met at Juneteenth, the Juneteenth Festival down in Denver. I was volunteering, and Reggie was volunteering his time, just, you know, giving back to the community, doing what Reggie does. So when we talk, you know, I've seen the strife and, you know, how contentious it's been with you know, people who are Trump supporters, who are not, and how this has literally divided families, how ended friendships. It's been very hostile. And so when I met him and, you know, he started explaining himself and telling, you know, me all about his platform on, you know, what he believes in Trump and this bus. And I had to take a step back. And I said, well,
tell me
more.
A Democrat. You're a Democrat,
and I'm a Democrat,
right?
Okay. So, and it, to me, it's not about party. I have my own views, and he has his, but we can come together and we can agree to disagree, but we have more in common than we have apart. Mm-hmm. And I think that's our country. And I think to see families and friends part ways because of politics is absurd to me. You know, there are so many other issues and things that we need to be focused on, bringing together, you know, our country, our families, our economy, that we can't fight each other anymore. We have to come together.
Now, you see how articulate, and you know, she reminds me of you, Kim, like, for
well,
real.
Thank you.
So when we explain this story on I'm a Uniter, I'm going to get grimy with it. We're not going to just be all this pronunciation and everything. We're going to have a little fun with it. But yeah, that's basically it. But yeah, wow. And I didn't know you was going to launch that one, Kim.
Well, and certainly we don't want to take any thunder away from your 9 o'clock broadcast.
Impossible.
Broadcast here. But Clancy, I'm just trying to imagine Juneteenth, and it's the festival, and you see this guy. Now, was he talking about Trump as he was going?
Oh, not initially, no.
Okay.
No, I mean, you're at a black event. Okay, so you're surrounded by maybe majority Democrats, okay? And he didn't roll up in the Trump bus. He wasn't wearing the I'm a Trumpster hat. But, you know, in saying that, he had no qualms about voicing his opinion, which I'm okay with. You know, that's open dialogue, free speech. Let's have a conversation. And he didn't hide it. And I admire that. You know, if you're going to stand for something, stand for it.
You hear
and
this,
don't
Republicans?
Hide behind.
You hear this? Woo, wait, Kim, I should have known.
What, that Clancy and I shouldn't be over here talking about you?
Oh, yeah, yeah. This is, I walked into it. Steve, help. But she's exactly right. And I think for our show, like, for people to get to know us, because it's a new audience, and, you know, I get emails and texts all the time with all these questions. And so what we're going to do is answer these questions for our first show. So people can call in, but we're going to tell the story in depth, and it's not going to be so straight. It's going to be, I'm going to bring it, like, really, what I go through, what I do, how I met her, the whole nine, and it's going to be exciting.
Okay, so you, I think you probably became friends. There's this mutual respect of what I see is people that really are honest about their convictions. I think that's the thing that I get so frustrated about. In fact, Reggie and I were talking about something yesterday. I said, I can disagree with somebody. And if they're shooting straight with me, That's great. What I get so frustrated about is the politicians and the bureaucrats and the interested parties that are trying to manipulate things. And that I get really frustrated with.
Absolutely. Just be honest and come from the heart, you know, and if we're going to have a dialogue and if, you know, come with the facts. I'm all about facts. And so if you back up what you're saying, I will listen to you. If you're talking out of pure emotion and non-fact-based, you know, I can't deal with you. And so that's one thing about Reggie. When we started talking and I said, well, tell me, what is it about Trump that drew you to him? You know, because it is. He is a minority in the fact that he is a black man who is supporting and was supportive of Trump.
I got a good illustration of what she's talking about. I did it again. I should stop doing this. Westward puts stuff on Facebook.
And the publication?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, if you want to call it that.
Okay.
Don't call it journalism. But the
don't call me Shirley.
You know, the story was about voter fraud, and I made a comment and said, "Well, look what's going on in Arizona." Well, I got pounded into the ground. I mean, with all kinds of things. And my only response back was, "Do you have any idea what's happening to your life right now via, you know, what's going on in Washington? Nothing but crickets. When you try to talk the real issues, they don't have it. All they got is this poisonous, in your face, nasty words, yada yada."
But Steve, to Clancy's point, I think more and more people are hungry for the truth. I think there are more and more people that are waking up and they want to have a conversation. And yes, Clancy?
Oh, yes, absolutely. People want to know and they want to be informed in a non-biased way. Just give them the facts. Mm-hmm. And I think that's part of Reggie and I's appeal is that we want to break down local candidates. We want to break down policies and bills that are coming, you know, in front of us and saying, this is what the facts are. This is what this is about. And leave the politics and the money out of it. But make your best informed decision based on facts.
Right.
And I think people want that. If you see it all the time on the news, people want to know. They'll fact check a, you know, policy or a politician, and people appreciate that. Because then they feel that they're not being blinded. The wool is not covering their eyes. And it's not just about who's greasing whose hand and who's going to, you know, be the next billionaire because of this new bill being introduced.
Right.
And I think that's important for the American people.
Wow. She said it all, really. There's nothing really to add to that. That's the truth.
Well, so the vision of, let's talk a little bit more about I'm a Uniter. First of all, Reggie, you talk about music, and music really is the thing that
it
transcends race, gender, the whole thing, and it speaks directly, I think, to the soul. And so, and that's what you love. Your first love is creating writing and performing.
Right. Yeah, it was a God gift. My mom nurtured it, and that's been pretty much my main thing that I can escape when I'm happy, mad, sad, or whatever. I just go there and it comes out of me. And I can just like, and it's amazing to see people say, wow, that's so beautiful, or blah, 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 or, you know, where did this come from and all that. And it's basically from incidents that happened to me or that I see or people I know or someone that's touched me in some way. And so it comes out like that. And so I love that. I love that. Part of the reason, Kim, I mean, I don't want nobody talking about my taxes and stuff, but part of the reason, like, I'm not a multimillionaire, because it's been situations, and I've made money doing this, like a lot of money doing this, but when you get to a certain level, they're going to call your morals into check. This is a fact. Like, so you're going to have to make a decision and know who you are before you go, and be careful of what you ask for. And my mom was always like, do it like this, and so proud. But rather than have millions of dollars, she would rather have me with my soul and my ethics and my morals and sitting down with her, entertaining her, than to be worldwide known and be out there in that mess. Because it's a lot of stuff that goes on, mm-hmm, in that industry.
Mm-hmm. to that, Reggie, what I find so interesting is that Caucasian suburban kids love rap music. I would have conversations with my kids, and I'm like, I think music, I think art should celebrate the human soul. Now, granted, there, art, literature, all that can talk about the human condition and what it is to be human. But I tell you, I've been so concerned about darkness, I should say. And in fact, and Patty was looking at some of the books that are being presented at some of the schools, and she said, my gosh, so many of these middle school books, it's darkness that's being pushed out there. And I've been really concerned about that, Reg.
Well, that's a really deep conversation and topic. And, you know, we really probably need to take a whole show and really analyze this and see why this is, because it is dark. There's no doubt about it. So that's conflicting for me, because most of the people, like when I do consulting for people that want to get into the industry, I try to set them up to where here's what you need to do. You need to know your publishing, your copyrights, your ISSC codes, your trademarks, you know, your music, your notes. You need to know all these things, and then understand that once you get all that, you still may not get in, and then you have to know who you are as a person before you go there. So I try to teach them and give them all the tools that they need before they get into there. Mm-hmm. And it helps. It definitely helps everybody. They love me for that. And, you know, of course, they pay me out to do consulting fees. But most of them, they go so far, and then they decide to back out, go the other way. Because it just kills the love. It's not about the music anymore. It's so many other variables involved with this.
So that's why this I'm a Uniter project is so cool. So what you've done is you've written, is it 9 tracks that's on it, or is it going to be 10?
It's like 9 in it, and it's going to be 11. It's going to be, we just keep going. Jimmy, you know the Republican that plays the harmonica?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we met, and he was just loving this stuff, and he just pulled out his harmonica, and we were at Dunkin' Donuts, and he just started playing to all the stuff.
Cool.
And so he's like, man, we got to get to the studio, and he wants to be a part of what we're doing. So, you know, and he's on my level musically. Uh-huh. And he plays just that instrument, you know. Uh-huh. But he plays it well, and I'm just,
that's
like,
gonna be so cool.
It's really cool. It was really cool. So
okay, so what this is, though, is and you're going to be taking so going to be selling this. It's very cool, Clancy. It's a little USB card. And I'm such a dinosaur, but it's like kind of like a credit card, and then the USB comes out, and it'll have these tracks on it, and then there's some video, there's extra space that people can put other things on there. It's going to be retailing just under $20, and this is going to be a way that then you're going to continue to finance your project of going out and talking with people and bringing the country together. Am I getting that right, Clancy?
Yes, absolutely. And I think it does. It speaks to our younger generations. And, you know, people love music. And I think to be able to associate music with politics and with, you know, what's going on right now is huge. And it's going to just broaden our base even more and bring more people into it. And, you know, with music, and Reggie knows this, music is about the heart and it's about the soul. And so when you talk about these kids being gravitating towards, you know, certain kinds of music, these artists have a story. Mm-hmm. They have gone and experienced so much, and that's their outlet to get that that some of that pain and you know, all of that out. And so I think when people gravitate towards that, that's not by mistake. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody in life goes through things, and they need an outlet. They need something that they can relate to. And maybe they haven't walked in that artist's shoes, but in some way they're relating to that artist. They're
Definitely.
Relating to that pain. And that's huge. And I think we need to continue to do that and bring people into the fight and into the pain that our country is feeling through music, because that kind of crosses all borders, that crosses genders, that crosses race, that crosses everything. And when you can hear somebody's story through music, it's a beautiful thing.
As you're talking about that, Clancy, I was just thinking about the old black spirituals and the emotion that you could hear in that music. Have you ever thought about doing something with all of that?
I knew it was coming.
I'm always thinking up things for you, Reggie.
Truthfully, Kim, yeah, we're actually working on something like that now. I'll have to send you the track. It's exactly what you're talking about. And
here, I like to think it's my idea, and I'm just. Yeah.
it is very powerful, very spiritual, and you know, back in the Civil War days and slavery and all these things, you know, black people used music to help cope.
I know.
You know, and so all that feelings and that sitting that rhythm, you know, we got that rhythm. Hey, so it's a beautiful thing, and it's touching. It takes you right back there. And you kind of get an idea of what they were going through and how they feel, the good and bad.
So just one other thing, and I typically don't talk real personal, but I had something that happened in just recently. One of my little grandchildren ended up in the hospital, and so I was super, super concerned. You and I just had happened to have a conversation, and you just grabbed the emotion that was going through me, and then the next day I have this song that you have sent, and so I'm driving and I am just in tears. It was so beautiful because you just captured just everything that was going through that conversation, Reggie.
Oh, Kim, you're gonna make me
That's his talent, Kim.
I know it.
Kim, okay, you hurt me. I mean, you were hurt, and so I'm hurt. If you're hurt, I'm hurt. So people who are close to me who are going through things. And then, so I started on working on this. And then when I talked to you and you told me what was going on, I just dropped everything and I said, I got to finish this. And then that day we actually met for lunch.
Right.
I didn't tell you, but I was heading to the studio after that to work on that. And so I was there like 12 hours. And I was like, okay, I got all of her emotion is inside of me. And now I'm putting it all right here. And then here you go. And then I sent it to you.
I could feel it all. It was just awesome. So each one of these songs has something about that. Oh my gosh, you guys, this is going way too quickly. Let's go to break. I have in studio Clancy Jones and Reggie Carr. They are debuting their new I'm a Uniter radio show right here on KLZ 560 at 9 o'clock this morning. You won't want to miss that. Another one of my great sponsors is Castlegate Knife and Tool. They're located right here in Sedalia, Colorado. And Hal Van Herkey, Linnea Van Herkey, they are true entrepreneurs. They're small business people. They are the soul of America, everyday people getting out there and going for it. And Castlegate Knife and Tool has knives from the best blade makers from throughout the world. They also have these great watches. We're coming into Christmas time, so great place for your shopping there. Whether or not you are a collector or a chef or a sportsman, Castlegate Knife and Tool is the place for you. Check out castlegate.com. That's castlegate.com. We'll be right back with Clancy Jones and Reggie Carr.
With the federal government printing money, it looks like inflation is on the horizon. That is why you should lock in a low rate now on your mortgage. Lauren Levy with Polygon Financial Group is here to help. Lauren works with a variety of lenders to assist you in finding the mortgage that is just right for you. Locking in a low rate now will save you thousands of dollars over the life of your loan. Don't procrastinate. Don't wait any longer. Call Lauren today at 303-880-8881. That's 303-880-8881.
All of Kim's sponsors are an inclusive partnership with Kim and are not affiliated with or in partnership with KLZ or Crawford Broadcasting. If you would like to support the work of the Kim Munson Show and grow your business, contact Kim at her website, kimmunson.com. That's Kim Munson, MONSON.com.
Americans Veteran Stories with Kim Munson, Sunday afternoons at 3 here on KLZ 560 AM and KLZ 100.7.
Love that music, Reggie Carr. This is from your I'm a Uniter soundtrack. And great bumper music.
Thank you. Thank you very much. That's a special one, too.
How's that?
You'll see.
You'll find out at 9 o'clock this morning, huh?
You remember we had a meeting at the Batcave, and we were talking about the dancer.
Right.
Yeah, she listened to like a bunch of stuff, and she liked that and another one, really. And so she's supposed to be doing a routine to that. You know, she's a star, like. Mm-hmm. So we can't wait for that. But, yeah, so it's making some noise. And it's on the radio at one radio station, and we have a couple of stuff that's in the club already. So
okay. So people can pre-order this. They're in production. You think they'll be here, what, in 2 or 3 weeks?
Two
probably.
Or 3 weeks, yeah.
But people can pre-order these. And what a great Christmas gift, I think, particularly for young people, Clancy Jones.
Absolutely. They can add their own music on there. They can add files. They can add, you know, homework, you know, anything that they want to keep on there. But it's very easy to, you know, take with you, slip in your pocket. And then when you have, you know, you want to share it with somebody, it's easy. Just throw in their computer and you can play it right there. You can pull up everything and it's not a hassle. But you know, it's a great tool to just keep in your pocket with you.
And this whole project, this is all going to then, the bigger picture on this is to unite us, that big, broad middle, and to really have conversations in the ethnic communities with our youth. And again, I mentioned there's so much darkness, I think, for our youth. So this is very uplifting.
Yes.
And super excited about that, Reggie.
I mean, look at it. You have to, in order to get things done, you have to sit down and you have to have dialogue. So if you're at each other's throats, hating and fighting and all this ruckus, you'll never get anything done. So,
and there are those, I think, that want us to do that. That's why this project is so important.
Exactly. We're not with that. We're going to change some things. That's for sure.
Well, definitely. So again, this has, well, I guess you're still finishing up production. It'll be between 9 to 11 dance tracks. And I used to dance with my kids. Now, I didn't really want anybody watching, but, you know, we'd put something in and we'd jive out. It's jive probably is an old word, huh,
jive,
Reggie?
Jive, jive.
Jam, jive, whatever you do and how
wait,
you
wait,
do
wait,
it.
Wait, 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 wait. Jive, I don't even, how did that word even transcend to your culture? So, what does jive mean to you? I know what jive meant to us.
Maybe, never mind. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'll just say, yeah, moving on for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, I got you with that one, yeah. Lucy.
Yes, you did. But the holidays are coming up, and I know that Fauci says we can't get together for Christmas. I say we get together for Christmas. I say you put the Dance Rhythm and Groove USB card into your computer and that you dance a little and have some rhythm and groove with your family on that.
Yes,
this has gone by super, super quickly, and I'm really excited. The show is going to debut today on KLZ 560 AM and KLZ 100.7 FM at 9 o'clock this morning. You'll be on every Friday from 9 to 10, and I think it's going to be a show like nothing else out there, Reg.
That's the plan, Kim, and I want to thank you and Crawford Broadcasting. You guys have been very instrumental in what we're doing and always very supportive. And we're excited. I mean, it's going to grow. It's already growing. Like behind the scenes, like when we get on, we'll tell you all the things that's happening and, you know, the emails and the texts and just all the flavor, the vibe that's been going on. So it's already catching on. So it'll be great.
It really will be. So Clancy Jones, so excited. I consider you really a soulful new friend.
I appreciate that, Kim. I'm just so thankful. I'm thankful to you and to the broadcasting, everybody, for taking a chance, for being open and willing to try something new and reach a whole new audience.
Yes, yes, there is.
Well, I'm excited because it's a lot of work, and you two are dedicated to doing that. So, Clancy, we're coming in on the end of the show. What's the final thought that you'd like to leave with our listeners?
You know, Let's have a conversation. And I know you say that all the time, Kim, but let's have open dialogue that is based in fact and not emotion and be able to walk away and still love each other. That's what I want. I want to be able to educate everybody, not only our youth, but, you know, if you've been stuck in a rut and you've been following party lines just because with no rhyme or reason, let's change that. Let's open up your mind and your heart, and let's try something new. So,
wow. Okay. Today, 9 o'clock. Reggie, we've got a minute. Your final thought.
Life is short. have fun. And like you two were talking earlier, the key to life is real easy. Be kind. That's it.
Well, and that's a great way to build bridges. And many times when I leave the studio here, and I love this building because there's so many different businesses here, all kinds of different entrepreneurs, and people are kind, holding the door open. And it goes a long way. And then that smile goes a long way as well. And so I am so excited for the two of you. And again, that's I'm a Uniter Radio, starting today at 9 o'clock right here on KLZ 560 and KLZ 100.7 FM. Clancy, great to have you here. Wish you all kinds of good luck.
Thank you so much, Kim. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Kim.
And Reggie, good luck to you as well. And our quote for today is from Martin Luther King Jr. And he said, "We must learn to live together as brothers or perish together as fools." So my friends, today, be grateful, read great books, think good thoughts, listen to beautiful music, communicate and listen well, live honestly and authentically, strive for high ideals, and like Superman, stand for truth, justice, and the American way. My friends, you are not alone. God bless you, and God bless America.
Tell them.